Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Ricardo Evangelista from Active Trades. How are you today, Ricardo?
Morning, Zach. Very good, thank you.
You're feeling the heat, the London heat here?
Definitely, definitely. Things are heating up.
Right, and you're looking forward to getting more heat in Dubai, I take it. Active Trades, the other office. Is like a branch office or a main office?
It's a branch office, yeah. Yes.
In Dubai?
Yes, in Dubai. We've opened that early this year. It's going really well. Flying back there this Sunday, so looking forward to the 55 centigrades.
Just a few degrees more than here. Well, actually, just a few degrees more than the central line here. So you just go on there for a couple of days.
Actually, it could even be more or less the same as we get on the central line and Victoria line.
Yes, yes, okay. So what do they... I mean, I've asked you this before, but what's the focus of trading there as far as the clients in Dubai?
I would say the majority trades Forex, although the interest for oil and metals is probably slightly higher than the rest of the world.
So they actually think they know where oil is going?
They probably don't, no.
Right, I mean, obviously that was one of the surprises in the market, that oil has fallen so low.
Yes.
I mean, do you think this is part of a trend that your clients are following now?
I would say that there is definitely an understanding that the current climate sort of instigates that sort of movement for oil. Although there's always a psychological dimension to the way decisions are made and by traders, and you know, affection also plays into that. So they being so attached to oil and oil being so present and you know, underpinning their way of living, you still see that sometimes their decision making does not totally match the current climate, and they may be following their hearts rather than their heads, which is an interesting topic, really, if you think how our affections can affect our decision making in trading.
Right, well, obviously, in that area of the world, the Middle East, oil is everything, and in a way, the best thing to do there is to be short of oil, so that if it does fall, you're covered. But obviously, that mentality is not there.
No, because as I said, there's a oil is almost like the sacred
cow. Yeah.
The sacred cow, exactly. It's the cornerstone for everything else. You know, in Dubai and well, in that region, generally speaking, we've seen amazing development, growth, but everything has been underpinned by the oil business. So they probably struggle psychologically to bet against their the gift, what they see as a gift.
Right, and the other thing, obviously, you got change of the Crown Prince in Saudi Arabia today as well.
Yes. King has decided to switch from his nephew to his favorite son. So that could be interesting, especially within the current climate. That part of the world is living through a very interesting period with the blockade to Qatar and. It's all very strange because outsiders struggle to understand what really is going on and what is the real struggle and the real levers that are being pulled in terms of power sharing. On a very superficial analysis, one would think that it could be a struggle between Saudi Arabia and its allies like UAE and Bahrain trying to keep Qatar quiet, because Qatar have been, so far, the independent voice within that group of countries, and presenting a united front against the perceived threat from Iran. And hence, this change in here could indicate even more emphasis on that sort of policy, but we'll see. And also how that will affect markets, too.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's the Aramco float, which
yes,
it may float like the Titanic with the way things are going. But I mean, it seems.
Or maybe not. There's so much interest lying behind it. I think all efforts will be made for it to be a success. But yes, you're quite right. It could be. Yes.
Well, I suppose my view is that if you can float Snap, you can float anything. So that was making losses left, right, and centre, and that was a success. So Aramco should be a piece of cake. Getting closer to home, how much of an influence is the political situation here in the UK on your London clients?
Well, I think it's affecting the perception that clients have of the market, especially when it comes to currencies and to equities. So we've seen that equities have been rising steadily on the back of the weaker pounds, because, as you know, most companies in the UK 100 index are deal in dollars mainly. So having a weaker pound sort of strengthens the numbers at the end of the balance sheet. So that is good. But also on the forex side, we're seeing the pound suffering strong pressure to and devaluing against the other major currencies, especially after Mark Carney's words a couple of days ago, sort of lowering the expectations for a further interest raise, because he feels that the current climate is still too uncertain in terms of wage growth, the actual economy growth, the weakest growth amongst the 28 that still make up the European Union. So that is interesting. And of course, there's all the uncertainty surrounding Brexit. So we'll see how that unfolds. But it definitely is playing with the sentiment of the investors, in my opinion. And we can see how it reflects, for example, with the pound devaluing so much.
Okay, we'll see how that works out. But Ricardo Evangelista, enjoy your time in Dubai.
Thank you very much.
And send our regards to all those who work at Active Trades over there.
I will do. Thank you very much, Zach.